Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, November 10th, 2017. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. I threw out my voice last night in a bar hanging out with Jim Dalrymple.
Nice.
So I'm a little rough.
That's all right. You sacrificed your voice for a good cause, hanging out with cool people.
Yeah.
Or allowing people to hang out in your coolness.
It was his bar, so yeah.
The other way around. What, you were hanging out at the Chieftain?
No.
Yeah. It's the stories I could tell, but we don't have enough time on the show. John Martellaro, how are you?
Hello from sunny Colorado. It's nice to be here.
It's great that you're here, and I love your enthusiasm. It's infectious. So, hey, we have a sponsor today, and our sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network product. That's what I'm using for my network. That's what I'm recording through right now, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk TV. And specifically, Brian, Apple has hired, or no, they haven't hired. They landed the deal for a TV show that has Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon in it.
Yeah, they signed it straight to series, meaning they're bypassing the pilot stage.
So they're pretty confident about the show, I'm assuming.
Apparently. And it's Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are co-starring and both executive producing the show. It's going to focus on the morning show circuit, but it's a drama. It's not a comedy, so it's gonna be. I don't know. I'm curious to see it.
Well, okay. So right now, what we have from Apple for shows. We had Planet of the Apps and Carpool Karaoke. And so that doesn't instill a lot of faith in many people, but I totally get that these are shows that were done before Apple had a true team on board.
And they've also signed up that young whippersnapper Steven Spielberg for the Amazing Stories reboot, and that deal and this deal with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon was done by Jamie Ehrlich and Zach Van. I can never remember that guy's name. What's his name?
Zach. His name is Zach. I can't remember his last name.
Van Amberg.
There we go. Thank you.
And so I mean they're landing some deals for Apple for this original content stuff. Apple is apparently pretty darn keen on actually making this a thing.
I'm gathering that from what we're seeing. I mean, with the people they've brought on board and now we're seeing deals for these shows that have the potential to be much more than Carpool Karaoke, which, by the way, I like Carpool Karaoke. It's like a guilty pleasure for me. It's nothing spectacular. It's just a fun 20-minute diversion, which is okay. But you need more than nice, that.
You know what's nice about morning TV show hosts? They don't carry a Glock in a shoulder holster.
Not that you know. I mean, camera angles, John.
This is going to be fun.
So
I'm gonna watch this one.
All right. So, do you guys think that these two shows, the Aniston Witherspoon show, and Amazing Stories, even without having episodes, are proof that Apple is getting into the original content game in a serious way?
Oh yeah, and I like the approach that has been talked about before about how this is going to be devoid of the conventional violence and gunfire of other offerings. You can make really good TV shows with high production values and good people behind the scenes and great actresses like these two, and create compelling television that's fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I think that Tim Cook was going overboard by demanding that the profanity be pulled out of a Carpool Karaoke, and that's a recent rumor. That was part of the delay of the show.
Balderdash.
It's artificial and false. It's not how people communicate. There are certainly people who communicate without profanity. The vast majority of people use profanity at some point or another.
Yeah, but fiction can be aspirational instead of real life.
What is aspirational about not using
profanity? If you want a lot of swearing, reality.
What is actually wrong with profanity? It's just words. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of words I don't like. I actually like the fact that this show is clean. I like the fact that ACM is clean. I wish that I could get John Keat to do a clean show. And Pop Point O would be clean.
He was on my show and he was a gentleman. Chlorine. So,
please understand, I say this. There are a couple of words I really, really loathe and despise. But profanity is just another form of communication. And it's a communication that we pretend that we don't use sometimes, except for when we use it. And it's weird. That's weird. Why do we do this?
That's a good question. It is weird.
And why is it often
a substitute for more elegant ways of communicating?
It is also
thoughtful and intelligent ways of
communicating. Yeah, it can be used that, but all words can be used for that, John. Profanity can also be used incredibly creatively, and it has meaning that can only be conveyed with those word choices.
I agree, and I watch TV shows that have a fair share of that, and they're often very good shows, but not every show has to have it.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm not overly keen on Apple, you know, making this a sort of
a Disney.
Well, I think Apple has to be careful at first because, you know, they may change their standards in time, but I think out of the box, people are watching to see if there's any arrows and darts to be thrown at Apple for doing the Me Too nasty stuff. And I think Tim Cook says, let's elevate the level here. Let's do really high production value stuff and preserve, you know, the values that Apple extends in other areas.
I have a different take on that. And to me, it feels like Apple is projecting their prudish nature that they've imposed in some ways on the App Store onto video content.
Mm-hmm. Well, they certainly show movies. They certainly sell and rent movies and TV shows that have various bits of profanity and nudity and sex and certainly violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey Jeff, if I walk into my church and I'm polite and respectful of the minister and my congregational members, am I being a prude by not swearing at them?
No, not at all. And it's not the same thing. It's, you know, we're talking about completely different environments, and when you're looking at the entertainment world, there are certain things that are more acceptable than when you're in a place of reverence. For example, I do not go to church, but if I go to a church for an event, whether it's a service or something else that a friend or family member is participating in, I show the appropriate respect for that venue, and I dress appropriately for whatever the event is going to be.
Isn't Apple showing respect for its viewers by not going overboard with profanity?
Well, there's not going overboard, and there's not having any of it. And the reality is that for some people, that actually may be a huge turnoff. The artificial nature of it may be a turnoff. I remember.
Isn't it a sad commentary that people won't watch a show unless there's profanity?
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you know, if Apple is if Apple is buying shows that go out of their way to not show people in a normal way, that may, they could well make them less compelling, less interesting.
Yeah, I do agree with that. If I
kind of agree with you too, because especially in the show business area, you can expect frustrations and tensions to result in some natural salty language every once in a while. I see where you're coming from, but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. It may be Apple will do this perfectly well. There are certainly lots of great shows that don't have profanity, that are already in existence, that don't have violence, sex.
What we don't want to see is somebody being very rude to somebody else in this TV show, and the person says, "Oh, darn." You know, those television days are gone.
Yeah.
So I understand that part.
And I, to be fair, John, I understand what you're saying too. There's a line, and like I said, there are great shows out there that don't have sex, violence, and profanity. And, you know, maybe Apple will find more such great shows and be able to focus just on those. I suspect as time wears on, though, that Apple will open up to they'll get an interesting show that they want to do that doesn't necessarily meet those standards, or Jamie and Zach will get a show that they want to do, and they'll pitch it to Apple and say, "Look, you know, we've got to do this. If you want the eyeballs, this show is going to be a blockbuster. This is the next Stranger Things, or the next House of Cards."
I agree with that.
I have a hypothesis about the profanity thing as it relates to Apple shows going forward and to Carpool Karaoke. And it's not that Tim Cook said we can't have profanity in our shows. That's not the Apple way. I have a feeling that what happened was as Apple was having whoever edit the shows, they decided they wanted to limit the profanity to make sure that they could have a show that appealed to a wider audience, something that parents would feel comfortable letting their children watch, as opposed to making it just a show for adults. They were going for a wider audience.
It's a late night skit to begin with.
It is, but keep in mind that...
No, I'm sorry. It's a late night skit to begin with.
Yes, it is. That said, they were making this available for people outside of the late night venue, and the decisions were being made by people that are not experts in that field. But now we have the experts, so I think we'll see a different approach to the way what I'll call adult language and adult topics are addressed.
Yeah, fair enough. Could be. Mm-hmm.
All right, so this discussion went in a different direction than I was expecting, which is totally fine. I just love that we don't script the shows, so we're all along for the ride. That was awesome. And we have
Why do we pay union scriptwriters in the show credits? If it's unscripted, sir.
It's because that's the way the union works.
Right? Silly.
Yeah.
I'm making fun of the reality TV business.
And you're doing a darn fine job. That didn't sound paper-stilted in any way, did it?
No, not at all.
Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network system. And that's exactly what I have in my place right now. And I love that it works so well for me that it's actually mundane, and that's like incredibly high praise because the thing just works. It works so well that one day I forgot to plug the Ethernet cable back into my MacBook Pro, and I had always been doing that prior so that I would have a good, solid, fast network connection. And it was like a week later I realized I hadn't had an Ethernet cable plugged in. And it just didn't matter. That's how well my network works. So what I'm using is the Eero Gen 2 with the Eero beacon. And so I have the cool little base station thing. And then the beacons are the satellite units. So I set mine up so that the primary unit is kind of centralized. And then the two beacons are as far apart from each other in my place as they possibly can be. And it gives me really great coverage. and it gives me an extended Wi-Fi network outside of my place. So if I want to go work outside on the porch, if I want to walk down the street and just like sit on the sidewalk and work there, I suppose I could. I have a signal that goes that far. And it's totally awesome. I'm just so pleased with this. So what they did with the second gen version was add in a third 5 gigahertz radio. So now it's a tri-band system that makes it twice as fast as the Gen 1 model. And I had the Gen 1, so I was able to compare. And yep, mine's a lot faster now, which is amazing because it was crazy fast before. And so any potential Wi-Fi bottlenecks I would have had, not a problem, because the whole system just takes care of it. It's wonderful. And another thing that makes me happy, because I'm doing so much with smart home devices, the second gen Eero has a Thread radio as well. So that handles the Internet of Things, low power wireless connection. So the Eero is just set up to take care of all of that for me. It was crazy easy to set up. You just plug everything in and use an app on your iPhone, and it's like, yep, okay, you've got a network. What do you want to call it? Good, you're done. And it does its updates automatically. So when the crack WPA2 fix came out, it was just there by the time I got around to checking, which was really cool. And another little thing, which it's just kind of one of those little details that you don't think about until later on. In the beacons, the smaller units that just plug right into the wall, they have a night light in them with a sensor. So they can turn themselves on and off based on the ambient light in your room. You can program them so they go on and off at certain times, or just turn them off completely, whatever works for you. And when I saw that initially, I was like, that's cute. And then later on, I realized, actually, this turned out to be really handy because Now I have that extra little bit of light at night where I need it. It's just one of those things that I didn't expect to be that useful. But there you go. I love being pleasantly surprised like that. So here's the deal. If you guys want a Wi-Fi network system that works as good as mine, you need to go to the Eero website. That's Eero.com. Pick out the system you want. When you get to checkout, pick overnight shipping and enter the special code TDO. And when you do that, you're going to get overnight shipping for free in the United States and Canada. So that's Eero.com, and use the discount code TDO for free overnight shipping in the United States and Canada. And thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor today. All right, so we have a couple minutes left. And John, I wanted to get your perspective on the iPad. And you think that Face ID is coming to the iPad at some point relatively soon? Why do you think that?
Well, I know it is, but not that soon. One might surmise that all Apple has to do is put the same system into the iPads and be done. But there's some wrinkles. People use the iPad in landscape mode, especially with keyboards. Right now, Face ID works on the iPhone X in portrait mode. People tend to hold their iPads at funny angles, odd ways. So if you walk up to your iPad on a landscape mode with a keyboard on the table, you want to be able to do Face ID that way too. That has to be fixed.
I've tested that on my iPhone X. You can do Face ID when you hold your phone in portrait mode, but not in landscape mode.
Right. Second, Face ID is currently limited to a single registered owner. One face, unlike Touch ID, where you can have multiple fingerprints from multiple people. Mm-hmm. And in a corporate or even a home environment where you have iPad, which is often shared, unlike phones, which tend to be more personal, iPads are shared more. Somebody has to figure out, well, let's see, Touch ID isn't going to work. I don't have a fingerprint registered on this device. So I'm going to have to enter a passcode. Oh, what was that passcode?
I don't think Apple's going to change that. And here's why. And I'm sorry, I just totally cut you off. But here's why. Apple treats the iPad as a single-user device, just like the iPhone.
Yeah, so, but customers don't use it that way.
It doesn't matter. That's how Apple treats it. If Apple was catering to the way customers are using iPads, or at least if they felt that there was a compelling reason, we would have multi-user support on an iPad today, and we don't.
Yeah, that's true. And if we don't get Face ID from multiple users ever, then people who are sharing devices are going to have to remember a passcode for each different iPad they share. That's not going to be so much fun.
No, it's not. And I hope that's something Apple addresses on the iPhone, because I would love to be able to set up my iPhone so that my girlfriend could unlock it with her face, just like she could do with my old iPhone with her finger, because I want to have that extra person that I trust implicitly as an emergency access into my phone.
So these are just a couple of examples in an article I wrote the other day about some tuning and tweaks that Apple's going to have to do before the iPad gets Face ID. And as I was finishing my article and posting it, I noticed that there was an article at Bloomberg that said that Apple is testing Face ID on iPads, but probably for the summer of 2018. So that's the normal refresh date, WWDC, for the iPads. I also think that it's going to appear on the iPad Pros first, and it'll come along in the standard iPad Pros later. That's so they can keep an inexpensive iPad for education. So it's going to be a phased process. We won't see it soon. We'll see it on the Pros in the summer of 18. We'll see it in the non-iPad Pros later after that. So it's a process and some tuning and tweaks to do. But it's coming.
I have a feeling you nailed the time schedule. If we're going to get Face ID in the relatively near future, it'll be iPad Pro next fall.
Yeah. Not next fall, not WWDC. That would be more than a year for an hour refresh. That would make people a little nervous.
Yeah, somehow in my mind, WWDC became fall. That's actually a spring thing. That's what I really meant.
June. Yeah.
So, I concur with your time schedule. I like that. And, Brian, you were surprisingly quiet through that. Do you have anything to add before I wrap up?
Embracing myself.
I'm good. I was just enjoying the conversation. Thanks, boys.
Sure. We're here to entertain you. And it's just a lucky benefit that everyone else gets entertained as well.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
Bye-bye from sunny Colorado. It was nice to be here.
And thank you to Eero for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Pick out the Eero Wi-Fi mesh network system that works for you. And when you get to checkout, pick overnight shipping and then enter the code TDO, and you're going to get free overnight shipping in the United States and Canada, which is a pretty awesome deal. So you can order today, and like a day later, you can have a network that's as awesome as mine, which I think would be really cool. So go check it out. Listeners, thank you for being here. We will see everyone again on Monday.